Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. With the New York Jets coming to town and the possibility of Tim Tebow playing, not sure if he will or not, we've got to take a look at Tim Tebow. And Tim Tebow, this year, here's some numbers for you. 63 snaps as an offensive player, 45 snaps as the quarterback in 9 games. He's had 10 snaps as a wide receiver, and most of those snaps came against the Miami Dolphins in Miami. And then he has 8 snaps as a fullback or as an offset back in 3 different games. So let's take a look at the different ways that they're using Tim Tebow. Here in this first grouping of plays, this is Tim Tebow as a passer in the Wildcat, and they like to use this in short yardage and goal line situations, although they haven't used it very much. Only 7 snaps in which they actually had a pass play called. Fake the run to his right, he keeps it, rolls out, and it's a run pass option with the tight end. And the Miami Dolphins sniff it out perfectly. Obviously, Tony Sperano used to run the Wildcat quite extensively, and the Dolphins very familiar here, and Tim Tebow ends up getting sacked on this play. Against the Houston Texans, this is the only true drop-back pass that Tim Tebow has where there's not some kind of run action in front of him in a Wildcat type of look. This is pure drop-back, and you've got go routes, which everybody's getting vertical down the field, and this is a heck of a throw by Tim. It's right on the money. But it's actually dropped by the wide receiver, and so an incompletion. The next play against the Seattle Seahawks, at Seattle. And this is typically what you see with Tim as a Wildcat quarterback with the New York Jets. Some type of run action up in front. And I'm going to pause this for a second because this run action here is designed to catch the linebacker at the top here. The linebacker at the top middle is designed to catch his attention away from the pass play, and so the receiver makes the catch. And a pretty decent gain here. Now, in summary, Tim, as a quarterback and as a passer, there were 7 plays in which he was the quarterback in which they called a passing play. 5 attempts, 4 of 5 for 15 yards. He was sacked 1 time and it produced 1 first down. Now, that comes out to a 3.0 yards per attempt, not a great number. Now, this next grouping of plays is where Tim is at quarterback, and let me explain this a little bit. This is where Tim is at quarterback, and either he runs it or he hands the ball off. So all plays in which Tim is the quarterback and it's a running play, whether he runs it or somebody else runs it. This first play is the longest run that Tim has all year long. This is at Pittsburgh, and this is a 22-yard play, a little fake handoff designed to pull the defenders to one direction, and he goes the other direction, and he's up the middle. A nice gain of 22 yards on this play against the New England Patriots. This is another play to where he ends up pointing out some blocking protection there with the fellow Florida alum, Brandon Spikes, number 55, right there in the middle. Tim fakes the pass, ends up following the fullback up in the hole, kind of a quarterback lead draw, and guess who ends up making the play? Fellow Gator, Brandon Spikes. Now, the longest run of the year by anybody that wasn't Tim Tebow when he was at quarterback was Sean Green right here. This was an 18-yarder. He ends up handing the ball off, and I don't know if this is a read or not, but certainly they have this ability when you run the Wildcat. Sean Green goes around the right end, ends up gaining 18 yards versus the Indianapolis Colts in New York. This is against the Buffalo Bills. Kind of a similar play where it's a read-type look by Tim. He doesn't hand the ball off. He's reading the outside defensive end, Mario Williams, but the linebacker ends up reading it. He cuts back to the inside. And the very good defensive tackle, Kyle Williams, ends up making the tackle. Now let's summarize the snaps of Tim Tebow as a quarterback. All runs, whether he carries it or he hands the ball off. There were 38 plays. They gained 112 yards. They got 6 first downs. 5 of those first downs were when Tim carried the ball. The average gain on the plays, all runs, 2.95 yards. All right, there were also other snaps on the offense in which Tim was not at quarterback. There were 10 snaps where he was a wide receiver. There were 8 snaps where he was a fullback or an offset back. And with all 18 of those plays, he only was targeted or handed the ball off or whatever. Targeted 1 time in the passing game, and he was a wide receiver coming in motion. And let's look at that play. This is the only play here. There he is going across in motion of the formation and runs a little flat route. And you can tell here that Tim is not a real experienced wide receiver. The head a little slow getting around. And the ball ends up going off of the helmet of Tim Tebow. So 18 snaps there. All right, in summary, 45 snaps as quarterback. Okay, all together. Now, 45 snaps. That's where they ran the ball, where he ran the ball, where he passed the ball, where they got sacked, whatever. 45 snaps, and the offense gained 129 yards. That's 2.87 yards per play. 2.87 yards per play. Now, if you compare that to teams around the National Football League this year and their offenses as a whole, sitting at the number one spot, the Washington Redskins at 6.22 yards a play, and at the bottom of the league, the Arizona Cardinals at 4.27 yards per play. And I know a lot of people say, well, Tim last year had great numbers. Here's Tim's numbers as the Denver Broncos quarterback last year in 2011. He was in there at quarterback for 748 plays, and the average gain per play was 4.97, which would put them 29th in the league in this year's category ranking. He's a very polarizing figure, and I understand that. The one thing I think you can't argue about Tim Tebow, he's a great guy, he's a quality guy, and with all these numbers, I'm sure the debate will continue on.